This talk, this conversation of Jesus, is part of his last talk with the disciples. In the structure of John, the first four chapters are addressed to the audience as Jews of various groups, Pharisees, followers of John the Baptist, Samaritans, disciples. Then the chapters from 5 through 12 are addressed to the audience as Jews who believe in him and who do not believe in him, who are torn between believing and not believing. In chapters 13 through 17, Jesus addresses the audience as disciples. And this speech is part of that last discourse. It happens on the last night of Jesus' life. And it's the last time that he is speaking with the disciples. And his style here is a style of inquiry and response. So the first three episodes are his words of consolation in relation to the presence of what he is going to do in the future. My Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and that he goes to prepare a place for them, so that they will be together again at some point in the future. Thomas then asks, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And so the next two episodes are his response to that. Then Philip says, show us the Father. We'll be satisfied. And the next four episodes are Jesus' response to Philip. So that's the structure of this discourse. Now, the verbal threads that are present in this speech are really help to learn it because it is complex. So the first one is, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you. So it's that repetition of the phrase that it's the end of the one episode and the beginning of the next. And that happens again. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And Thomas says, no, we don't know where you are going. And how can we know the way? So Thomas's questions are a rephrasing then of Jesus' statement, you know the way to the place where I'm going. No, we don't know the way where you're going. How can we know the way? And then Jesus saying, I am the way. So that verbal thread then of the way links those three episodes together. Another is, if you know me, you will know my Father. And from now on, you do know him. And then in response to Philip's statement, show us the Father, Jesus says, you've been with me all this time, you still do not know me. So that phrase, know me, is a verbal link, linking together the responses to Thomas with the responses to Philip about we do not know. Then, the episodes, do you not believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. So the beginning of those two episodes about believing that he is in the Father and the Father is in me, those two are linked by this verbal thread that links the first sentences of those two episodes. Another is, the Father who dwells in me does his works. And so in the next episode then, Jesus says, believe me because of the works, and then will also do the works that I do and will do greater works than these. So works is a verbal thread there that links together those episodes. And finally, in the last episode, whatever you ask in my name, and then the paraphrase of that, if in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. So there are a number of verbal threads that link this story together that make it possible for this long discourse to be learned by heart. Paying attention to those and learning to think in John's categories is essential to being able to remember these discourses. Now, the dynamic of this story. One of the dimensions of this discourse is, I think, that there is an increasing sense of, not frustration, but impatience or puzzlement in the discourse with Thomas and then with Philip. So Jesus is more intense in his response to Philip. Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? But of course, throughout this whole thing, Jesus is talking as a teacher and a friend to those with whom he has been closest on the night before he dies. And so to convey the intensity of that, of its grief, of the poignancy of this moment, imagine if it's the last night of your life, and you know that and are talking to those you love, to those to whom you are closest, and you're trying, on the one hand, to prepare them for what's ahead, as well as to deal with your own anxiety. So that's a way of thinking about this story in terms of how you tell it. This is also the time of greatest intimacy between Jesus and other people in the whole of the gospel tradition. So it is a time of his preparing them, preparing his friends for what is ahead. Another analogy to this is that there are in a lot of literature and films, conversations between soldiers on the night before a big battle, when they know that a number of them are going to be killed the next day. And so there is a kind of poignancy to those conversations that is, it's very dramatic. That's what's going on here. But Jesus is not a soldier who is going into battle. Rather, he is a Messiah who is going into battle against spiritual powers that will destroy him and against those who are his opponents. So what's going on then, and what's happening in this speech is related to that whole situation. And that's what you want to convey in the way in which you tell the story. So it is on the one hand consolation. It is on the other hand instruction about, what's ahead for them. It's also words of consolation and hope. And clearly, Jesus is not afraid in any way of what is coming. His anxiety and is for his friends. And that's the spirit out of which he speaks in this speech.